Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, around the country, businesses big and small have been preparing to reopen as Ireland begins to restart the economy. A new survey has been measuring the direct impact of COVID-19 on businesses and found 33% of entrepreneurs surveyed are struggling to implement social distancing measures ahead of the easing of lockdown restrictions. Della Kilroy has this report.
My name is Peaches Kemp and along with my sister Domley, we run the It's a Food Group. So we started closing down on Friday the 13th, really the day after the Taoiseach spoke from Washington. We have four outlets in museums, so those were the first to go. But I think for the last 8 weeks now, we've been looking to the future and how we plan. And that, I think, is the greatest test that we're facing right now.
I'm with Peaches Kemp, director of the ITSA Food Group, operating 14 bagel outlets with 150 employees. Like thousands of businesses across Ireland, the company has been working on gradually reopening, planning the implementation of increased social distancing measures.
So we've availed of the COVID-19 layoff and we've also availed of the subsidy. But I think for us now, it's what's going to happen going forward. And that's the great uncertainty. Certainly for my sector, the hospitality sector, the restaurant and hospitality sector, seeing a government form is the number one thing that has to happen so that we can all get that certainty.
What impact will social distancing measures have on your ability to reopen and protect staff and customers?
Our industry is built on bums on seats. It's about volume. And so social distancing is going to completely change the model. But it's a question of how sustainable the business is. Now we have to look at 30% occupancy, 50% occupancy and only gradually going up. So that completely changes the landscape. So again, it comes back to those supports from government are going to be essential in order to let businesses survive and for them to be maintained.
A new EY Entrepreneur of the Year Pulse survey has been examining the reality of trading in the current environment. Roger Wallace is partner lead with the Entrepreneur of the Year programme.
We surveyed about 90 of the EY Entrepreneur of the Year alumni to understand how their businesses were, you know, progressing or coping with the COVID crisis. An awful lot of businesses have seen significant reductions in sales, significant challenges with funding and their supply chain. The resilience and optimism is also there.
What were some of the challenges identified, particularly in terms of social distancing? Around 30% of those you surveyed were finding difficulties.
You know, the impact of social distancing will be very different by sector. You know, truth be told, a lot of businesses are still working through, you know, what it means for them as we move through the various phases and hopefully kind of out the other side. You know, there's only so many people that businesses can bring back. We're speaking to an awful lot of our clients about how they might do that, you know, prioritising different people and teams, you know, understanding, you know, who they need to bring back and when.
What was the sentiment like for those surveyed in terms of prospects for the year ahead and going into 2021?
The majority of our EY Entrepreneur of the Year alumni surveyed believe that they can, you know, regrow employment and regrow sales in 2021. There are some uncertainties there. The uppermost uncertainty was forecasting. So, you know, just some ability to understand how their markets, businesses, supply chains will come back. You know, government support has been critical. 70% of the entrepreneurs that we surveyed have utilised the government support in some way, shape or form. I would suspect that the supports have to become more sectoral. The universal government supports were right when the crisis hit everybody. But looking at, you know, tourism sectors, hospitality, hotels, you know, other sectors that are very deeply hit by this, I think the supports will likely refine to those sectors over the coming months and will be needed to do so.
While close to half of the entrepreneurs surveyed had to reduce their headcount because of the pandemic, some businesses have been able to adapt and remain open. Michael Carey is chairman of the East Coast Bakehouse, a biscuit manufacturing operation based in Drogheda.
The impact of COVID on East Coast Bakehouse has been very significant. It has disrupted our trading with all our customers. Consumer behaviour has changed. There's a bit of panic buying initially. That's calmed down. Retailers have changed their stocking profiles. The most impactful change has been a delay and disruption to future business growth. As a food manufacturing facility, we have remained in production throughout the current crisis. We have implemented social distancing from the outset. We have had, because of the disruption to our revenues, we have been able to apply the wage subsidy scheme. We have been able to take advantage of the deferred payments of P30s and other tax payments. As we go forward from here, we need to get back on the path of recovery, and the government response needs to continue. Crucially, cash flow is such a huge issue for a business like ours, and many other businesses in manufacturing really need that continued support to take us through the next few months.
And that was Della Kilroy reporting. We're going to take our